Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
12 minutes past eight, nominations are being invited for the best buildings in central Cambridge. The City Council wants to mark 50 years since the central area of the city was made a conservation area of special and architectural and historic interest. That was back in 1969. William Fawcett is with Cambridge Architectural Research. Good morning, William.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for speaking to us. So we're being invited to select our favourite new, refurbished, extended or simply conserved buildings in the city centre. What would your favourite be?
Well, it depends how narrowly you define the city centre. There's conservation areas in Cambridge, of which there are now, I think, 15 or 16, extend quite a way out from the historic centre. But the building... The single building that would seem to me the most remarkable is the little chapel at Fitzwilliam College, built in the 1980s.
Ah.
It's a little round building, and it's sort of buried inside the college, but the public can obviously go in and look at it. Little round building, and absolutely exquisite, designed by a very, very well-established architect, Richard McCormack, and... really beautiful piece of work.
Is that the challenge, really, for architects in conservation areas to make sure that any new building or an extension, as you mentioned there, to an existing, in the case of Fitzwilliam, very well-established building, matches so that just a casual glance, you can't really tell that it's gone up in the past few years?
Well, that's always a sort of a balancing act. The conservation areas are designated because areas have a character which is distinctive and to be preserved, worth preserving. And the important thing is not to destroy that character. That the whole point is to maintain the character. But of course, you can add to it by putting additional things which are not necessarily pure imitations, and sometimes it's a bit lazy just to try to copy and say, oh, if I copy what's there, it'll be fine. Often, if you try a bit harder and do something that adds to it, that's even better. But of course, it's more difficult, and you can make mistakes, and not everybody agrees whether it's better or worse.
I remember that the day I discovered that Tower Bridge wasn't actually built at the same time as the Tower of London. You know, it was. I was quite young at the time, but you know, that kind of really sort of strange kind of looks as if it absolutely fits in with the Tower of London next door almost.
Which is good. I mean, that's right. It's harmonious, and you could say it's a bit of a fake, but so what? It works well.
Yeah. The surprise to me here, actually, is you say it's there are several different conservation areas. I was kind of expecting it to be, I don't know, five mile radius of King's College or something like that. But instead, as you described, it seems to be more little pockets around the city.
Exactly. Yes. There's a map on the council website of each conservation area, and it has a very distinct, precise boundary, and sometimes they're quite sort of wriggly boundaries, and you wonder who exactly drew them. And individual houses are sort of inside and outside the boundaries. It sort of wriggles along. But they sort of join up. So it's like a tile work. Most of the centre is conservation areas, but there are several different ones. So, for example, Mill Road and Newtown, two separate conservation areas which join up. It's a really continuous conservation area, but it's broken down into different segments because they have different characters.
Are the rules the same in each of the conservation areas, or do they vary slightly?
No, the rules are the same. That it means that you have to, a householder or a building owner, business owner, has to apply for permission to do changes, whereas outside a conservation area, they can just go ahead without needing consent. Small changes, even putting up a garden shed. You can put a garden shed up outside a conservation area, just do it, but inside a conservation area, you need permission.
Right. And things like trees, I think in this part of Cambridge, Petersfield, which I know you'll be familiar with, I think there's assorted rules on trees and what you can and can't do, even though I think some of these trees have actually only really been established for a few decades.
Yes, no, trees. People get very attached to trees. Sometimes one thinks a bit irrationally. But I think special individual trees can have a TPO, tree preservation order, I think, TPO, or anywhere in the country. But I think in a conservation area, every tree, in effect, has a TPO, so, you know, except a little tiny little weed. So that, again, you need permission to prune or to take out trees, whereas outside, apart from the individually designated TPO trees, other trees, you know, you're free to do what you think best.
Do you think the rules have generally benefited Cambridge?
Yes, I think they do. They create a lot more sort of bureaucracy, a lot more permissions and so on. But the idea is to stop inappropriate development, which is a good thing. I suppose the drawback would be if they restrict imaginative development. That would be the negative side.
Yes.
But I would think on balance that they must be a positive thing to have. Yes, definitely, no question, yes.
I have to ask, your favourite building at the start of this interview. I have to ask you what your least favourite choice is around Cambridge, one you accidentally like to blow up along with the Barrington chimney.
Well, the buildings that sort of annoy me are the ones where people think we'll do something safe and not make much effort, just, you know, make life easy for ourselves. And so there are some developments, I think along Cromwell Road there are some, where the old industrial area has been turned into a housing area, sort of four or five-storey flats. And some, you can look, the architects have made some effort and thought about it and really tried to do something, you know, a bit special and a bit high quality. And others have just said, oh, well, let's just build like a monster Victorian house, just bang on hundreds of bay windows and little gable roofs and just churn it out, just crank the handle and out it comes. And it looks really unimaginative, dull, no effort was made. You think, couldn't they have tried a bit harder?
Yeah, okay.
My reaction.
William, look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. William Fawcett from Cambridge Architectural Research. And if you fancy sending in some nominations for this, you have until the end of the year to do so. historic.environment@cambridge.gov.uk. And if you look around on the Cambridge City Council website, you'll also find some details on that too. Thanks to William from Cambridge Architectural Research. Takes us to 8:20. Cambridge 105 Radio.